Brady Bowman here with Cindy Bontrager, the Vice President for Administration and Finance for K-State. And Cindy, I read your letter in the K-State Today, and I think $12 million, I think, was the number. I guess first off, you can just kind of frame up the circumstances you guys are in.
So we had so enrollment declined over this past fall, and when we looked at the credit hours is when we. That's what we use to calculate the revised tuition estimate. And we are predicting about $4.5 million reduction from the fall. And so right now, we're estimating for spring. We don't know what will happen, but we're looking at historical trends. And we see decline in the spring historically. And so we're predicting that will occur again. And so that is coming up with about the $12 million shortfall that we are calling back from UNIT, from their general use budget.
So this isn't just for fall then. You guys are kind of looking ahead a little bit.
Yes, this is a projection for the full year. And we hope that we are conservative enough that we won't need to make any additional adjustments. But we'll see what happens in the spring. And if we're, too high or too low, either way, then we'll make the necessary adjustment. But it's just important that we get information out to our unit heads that include our deans, our vice presidents, provost, president, so they can begin planning how to basically return budget back for fiscal year 18. So it'll be like a one-time, and then plan for what we'll do for the base budget in fiscal year 19.
And when you say unit, is that just another way to say departments, basically?
Yeah. When I say units, and you know what? I think we all kind of have a little different definition of what that means. But to me, a unit is a college and like administration finance that's made up of multiple departments. So, for example, the College of Arts and Sciences has a variety of different departments. And so we'll distribute out a targeted amount to each of those unit heads, and then we're responsible for determining then how we're going to pull that money back from within those departments. And it really needs to be in a collaborative effort between the department head and the dean, for example, or the vice president, as far as where that funding can come from, and to do our very best in protecting our instructional mission and, the services that we're providing to our students.
I guess speak a little bit about the struggle with all this, because it's not as if any university in the state has been going through budget issues swimmingly. I mean, there's a lot of factors at play here when you look at it from just the state funding level. Enrollment goes down a little bit. I guess just kind of talk about just how difficult a lot of this is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Brady. This is not just, unfortunately, a one-time thing. This has been occurring for quite a while, off and on, probably for the past, up to 5-7 years to varying degrees. And so, the state funding has been declining historically, and we've been dealing with that. But we saw some light in that this last session, in that part of our reduction that was implemented in our fiscal year 17 budget did get restored. And so they have appropriated money in 18 and in 19 that, we're using to help kind of bridge some of our budget challenges over the next year. And then the board also has requested the rest of the funding to be restored. So, we didn't get all of the, I think it was for main campus, about 5%. It varied across our campuses, but, there's still some money that the board is requesting. And so if we could get that restored, that will certainly go a long way in helping our department.
And board being the Board of Regents.
And so, so the Board of Regents request from the legislature. So if we can get some additional state funding in this next fiscal year's budget when they come back in the 18th session, that certainly will help. So, you know, the other challenge that we've had over the last few semesters has been with our enrollment and, you know, just figuring out what's going on. It's a very complex system process. We're kind of seeing, you know, reductions pretty much across the board, except in our graduate enrollment. So that was a real positive for us. So we are in the process of hiring a management, enrollment management consultant to come in and just really look at our processes and help with some good best practices that other institutions have had. And then, you know, K-State needs to have the conversation of what is the appropriate enrollment for our campus, you know, considering the faculty staff that we have, considering the space that we have. And then we can, you know, move forward and you know, getting to where that target enrollment should be.
You know, it's such an interesting time for K-State right now. And when you look at all the construction, all the new buildings, I mean, you have all these things going on, all these great new buildings that weren't cheap, but you guys were able to get all that together, then to deal with this at the same time. It is just kind of this weird, there's so much going on. How difficult was it to make these decisions on that callback on $12 million, especially when you're looking at these, a lot of these departments? I mean, they're pretty much, they've been kind of working with a very conservative budget anyway. I imagine it's going to be very difficult for them to make some of these cuts and find some of these savings.
So I do just want to remind us that the building, we have had some real positive impacts to our infrastructure with the addition of the business building, which was funded mostly from private gift funding and then some university resources. Students are helping us to provide. Then, of course, engineering and most recently the Seton and Rainier Hall, which was partly private funding, and then some support from the state. And so these are real, you know, positive things. Seton Hall was probably one of our worst-conditioned buildings, if you will. And so it's been a real positive addition to have that space refreshed and renovated and have a little bit more space added there. So, you know, we did see some increases in our architecture college, and probably as a result of moving back to campus, and you know, they went through some really tough years off site.
Right, and Weepold Hall too. That's another one that's been a big addition.
Absolutely. So, with a new residence hall, it's been over I think 50 years since we've had a new construction for the residence hall, and another beautiful place for our students to live, and the housing, the dining area is really awesome too. So we've got some really positive things going on, and you know, I'm a K-Stater. I've been a graduate here. I've been on campus for over 23 years, and this is something that we will get through. We will figure this out. We will move forward. What makes, I think, us a very strong campus is we have got very dedicated and committed faculty and staff who, you know, they're going to do their very best in order to protect the quality of our education, look to create some efficiencies, and, you know, we may need to consolidate some sections, we may need to, you know, have larger classes and things like that in, you know, in the short term, you know, until we can kind of get this figured out. And then, you know, whatever we do, it's got to be tied to our strategic plan, and we need to then invest in, you know, those priorities and really focus there, because we just cannot continue to do everything that we've maybe done in the past.
I guess that's what I was kind of getting at, was you have all these great things going, you have all this great infrastructure things going on. Does it just make it that much more frustrating when you got to look at things like this and say, you know, we got to find, you know, $12 million in our departments and in our administrative departments, you know, pretty much across the board? I think you said that the general use funds are about 50% of the funding at K-State.
Yeah, so we just are published in our fact card, and our new budget that we're reporting is over $900 million. Right. And so the general use is less than 50%. We've really grown other parts of the university. So we've got some really positive things going on our campus. And so we want to just continue focusing on that. And then we got to work through the issues that we're facing right now and come together and collaboratively, you know, move forward. And part of that is going to involve in looking at how we allocate our general use budget. And there's models that other universities have done that allocates, you know, most of the tuition revenue back to the departments and colleges that generate it. And looking at the administrative services that are offered and getting input on, you know, is this the right balance? Is this the services that we need to invest in? And having a pretty frank, you know, and at times a very difficult discussion because, you know, we have to remember that, that this pie is not going to necessarily grow very quickly. We're going to just slice it up a little different to make sure that we're investing in the areas that we really want to invest in our strength. And so, that, you know, those are the things that are happening at the university really quickly over this fall and next spring. And so we can, you know, start working on making improvement and, you know, recruiting in the areas where we have capacity, where we want to grow, and making sure that the dollars go there, so that faculty positions hired, and we have the support for our students that needed in order for them to also be successful.
Is there any worry about any sort of job cuts or job sizes with these cuts that you guys call them back? Or I mean, the people you're calling back as far as from departments?
So, you know, we are pretty labor intensive, and when you look at our budget in our general use budget, you know, I'm estimating approximately 80-85% of our budget is in staffing in positions, and so generally, as a unit head or an administrator looking at that, we're going to look at vacant positions, and so we're going to do our very best to protect positions, jobs, if you will, people who are in jobs, but it'll impact them because what happens is to fill some of these positions. Then we got to look at what those duties are. Do we continue? Do we stop doing something? And then who do we distribute those duties out to? And that's, you know, part of the struggle that we've been doing this for probably at least, you know, the 3 years. And so we've got to get a little bit better about what can we stop doing without having much impact on the service that we're working to provide, you know, instruction, research, you know, more service, and which is ultimately the mission that we have. And so, you know, it's not going to be easy, and we're going to have to, you know, look at this and make tough decisions, but we're going to do our very best to not really make any type of any action. And how we do that work and the process that we have in place, and how can we do it more efficiently and manage the university. And we've got to continue, you know, looking at that whole process.
Looking at this call back in funds, you know, looking at funding and all that, you guys have had to be creative, like you said, really past 6 or 7 years. When's the last time you had to do a callback like this?
Well, we have been reducing, you know, and you mean this magnitude or?
I guess kind of both, kind of in general, I guess maybe this magnitude.
Because we've been, over the last 3 years, we went back and looked, and since fall of 15, you know, this year, 16, this will be our third year, and so that's about, you know, around 11% of our general budget, again, that we will be reducing. And so that's because it's cumulative, if you will, and we've been doing it, it does make it a more difficult challenge for us to get it done. What will happen this year, since the budget's already allocated out, you know, you may see positions held open longer. So we're going to look at generating some additional savings, if you will. We're going to look at some of our sitting out there, maybe computers, and perhaps delay that purchase a little bit longer and use some of those balances to pay back this one-time callback. And then, you know, we're hoping with the new budget model, we can look at how we're allocating resources. And I don't know if we'll be implementing it effectively in fiscal year 19, but it certainly will give us some indication of where our priorities need to be and be a little more strategic in how we are distributing this general use-based budget.
You guys have your work ahead of you, don't you?
Well, you know, I always think of football and Coach Snyder, you know, and as we're going through some of these times, and it's just like, you know, these struggles is really what builds character, right? And how we handle it and how we, you know, come together, because that really is what we're going to need to do in order for us to work through this I've been to the campus for over 23 years. You know, we've gone through these times before, and I'm sure we'll do it again in the future. But we're going to do our very best to continue that great legacy that we have at Kansas State University, and you know, that one day we'll start building that into the future.
All right, Cindy, unless you have anything else you want to mention?
Okay, I think I'm all set up.